Today is Friday, June 25th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to actually record the show from St. Thomas, or if I'm going to just take a week off. Because we should all get a break from time to time, shouldn't we? I love podcasting, but I podcast a lot. And maybe I should take a break. I don't know. And then I could journal. I could write them, all my stories, in a journal. And because as Baron Frosty knows, as soon as I return from a vacation, I like to bring you guys up to speed on every wonderful Wendy's drive-thru that I went through while I was on vacation. Because that's what you guys want to hear, is all the fast food that I ate while I was on vacation, don't you? I can't remember if I read that, but there was a tweet from Baron Frosty talking about how I always just talk about my Wendy's drive-thru experiences when I'm on vacation. The thing about me and vacations is I prefer to just go places and look around, see things, eat at restaurants. I don't always love doing touristy things. In fact, when I lived in, and I know I name drop this all the time, but when I lived in the UK, I didn't do a whole lot of touristy things. I went to the grocery store. I cooked dinner. I went to the pub with friends. I don't even think I went to Tower Bridge or the Tower of London, or I don't think I did those things. Now, when Mark and I go on vacation, we do all the touristy stuff, but probably the reason I don't talk about that enough when, who knows? I can talk about whatever the hell I want to talk about, but passive aggressive much. Maybe the reason I don't even think about that stuff to talk about it is because my favorite part of a trip is just the normal day-to-day bullshit that you do, but experiencing it in a different location. So going to a Wendy's in St. Thomas to see what menu items they might have that are different from ours, or I don't know, just I like just normal stuff. Like I like to go to a McDonald's. I went to McDonald's in Amsterdam. Well, one, because I couldn't find anything else close to my hotel. But also, I wanted to see like what they had on the menu that's different. And so I guess I just like to do those normal things. I like to go to grocery stores and see what they have there and all that. So sometimes I don't even think about, oh, yeah, we went to this thing called the 99 Steps. And yeah, we walked up some steps. Or we went to the Amber Museum, or, you know, all the touristy things that you do, they just don't impress me much, I guess. I guess that's why. I don't know. I just forget about them. But we are going to decide this weekend what we're doing. I think we will go to the Amber Museum. I'll let you guys know how wonderful the Amber is. There are also these steps called the 99 Steps that I believe the Danish or the Dutch, I can't remember, whoever owned St. Thomas before us, they built them because it's very hilly, very mountainous island. We'll probably do a food tour, some other things. Anyway, we're going to plan that. But so I don't know. You guys should let me know. Should I take my recording equipment with me and record, or should I take a well-deserved rest? And you should call in and let me know what I should do. I know young Nicholas said yesterday that I talk about Fatty on almost every episode. I think I do. I think it's required now. Maybe like, I know that Darn Elvis is doing a drinking game where when they mention Adam, listeners are supposed to drink. Maybe we should have a drinking game where every time I mention Big Fatty, all of my listeners should take a drink. Anyway, I know what he's going to say. Well, I would never take a day off. Yes. I record every single day. Or something like that. But so I don't know what I'm going to do. You guys can let me know what you think I should do. And we did get a tweet from Baron Frosty, but he answered his own question. He said, you should let us know. Let me look. He said, you should post a link to How Cute You Are website. And but then he found it and he said, he's uglier than normal, look older than his age, and will live to 81. Baron, I think all of us are going to live to 81. And I'm glad that someone else is ugly and older based on, because I keep looking. I mean, I'm just ugly based on this. People have told me, you know, even when I've been to Pride 48, people told me, oh, you're cute, Adam, you know. Oh, you look so good in those jeans, Adam. Oh, look at that butt cleavage, you know, whatever. I mean, this artificial intelligence isn't looking at butt cleavage. Maybe that's what I should do, is put my butt cleavage up to the camera and see what score I get. But, you know, I've gotten compliments throughout my life that I'm an attractive individual. And now this stinking artificial intelligence is telling me I'm ugly. We all know I already have self-esteem issues. I don't need some stupid artificial intelligence telling me that I'm not attractive. It is what it is. You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, really? So today's going to be really, there's really nothing to talk about. What happened this week? Work has been a bitch, as per usual. We're already planning for Q3, and it doesn't start until August. And I found out that the week that they're making all the final decisions on the priorities for Q3 is the week that I'm on vacation. So I'll come back and none of my stuff will have been prioritized, because all the other product managers will swoop in and prioritize all their stuff while I'm gone. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm not going to take work with me. I'm not going to join calls from St. Thomas. I'm not doing any of that. I am going to have work-life balance. I'm going to sit on a beach. I'm not going to call into meetings. It's not happening. Daniel and I, like I said, we made the list. We emailed everyone out. Of course, Auntie Scott immediately emailed and said that the times of the shows did not work for him. So we have to make changes to that. And, you know, he's such a diva, such a diva. I sent out an email to everyone. And then tonight we have State of the Station. So I'm going to have a really busy, really busy time. I don't know if I told you guys this. So we're walking every day. And I know I told you about the mom and her children, and they kept walking the wrong direction. And Mark and I felt like, you know, we were having this passive aggressive fight with them where they refused to change and go the direction we were, and we refused to go the direction they were. And so we kept running into each other basically on the path. And so 2 days ago we were walking, and they were there, and they decided to walk in the same direction that Mark and I were walking. So we won. So anyway, we're going to walk this evening. And we're going to have to walk early, so it's going to be super hot, because it's really hot right now. And so we've been waiting until later. But tonight I have a very busy evening, and so we have to walk early. So I'm recording it. It is right now 5:25 p.m. And I'm recording, and then as soon as I've bounced the show, we're going to leave and go walk, and then we're going to have to pick up food because I'm not going to have time to cook. Well, I don't want to cook. Let's just be perfectly honest. I don't want to cook. I cooked last night, even though I was driving for 11 hours yesterday. I cooked last night, and I don't want to cook tonight. So we're going to get a grilled chicken sandwich. Well, I don't know what Mark's going to eat, but I'm going to get a grilled chicken sandwich. And that's only 7 points. So it's still on my Weight Watchers dietary regime. And then after we eat, I'm going to meet with Daniel early. Well, hopefully I texted him. He hasn't responded yet. But the plan is to meet with Daniel early, go over any last minute things that we need to announce in the State of the Station. And then we have State of the Station tonight at 9:30 Eastern. But that's 8:30 for me. So I have to get everything done, including eating and walking and editing and bouncing the show all before 8:30. But before 8, because Daniel and I need to meet at 8, which is 9, his time. It's very confusing. Let me say that again. You all should join us at 9:30 p.m. Eastern for State of the Station. So we're going to do that, and then we have Mix Minus, and I'll be on the line with him until, you know, who knows, midnight or 1 a.m. my time. And then this weekend, I have to do a little bit of work because, again, all this planning that's going to go on without me while I'm in St. Thomas. But we also theoretically have a Pride parade that we're going to go to, but I don't know. You know, we have to test negative for COVID or we can't go to St. Thomas. And now I know we're vaccinated, but what if one of us was a breakthrough case and we went to a parade? I don't know. Trying to decide what to do. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.